Then item two, matters arising. One important item, and we're going to have a presentation on that, a briefing on that. That's paragraph 2.5, the proposed boardwalk underneath the Island Eastern Corridor. We're going to be briefed in a minute. For those who haven't been able to attend, we've had one, if not more, I think very constructive unofficial meetings with the boardwalk team. I personally am very pleased with the outcome of their work. You'll hear firsthand from them in a minute. But I think we've made a lot of progress, and having floundered, if I may put it that way, for a while, we seem to have clear direction now in terms of the way forward. So very positive. But if I could welcome representatives from the project team. We've got CED here, Alfred Wong, Mr. Lam, and Kathy Lam. We've got ACOM here, the consultant, Charles Look and Jimmy Lau. And we're also joined, I'm pleased to say, by FSD. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ng, Mr. Kwok, and another Mr. Ng, because there was some discussion, informal discussion about their peer, and we can come to that in a minute during the presentation. So, Mr. Wong, are you going to lead us off? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairman and members. After receiving and considering the comments from members in the last meeting and those collected in the community engagement stage two, the project team has spent efforts in revising the boardwalk scheme for presentation at this briefing. Basically, the boardwalk under the revised scheme has a basic width of 7.5 meters to accommodate the walkway and the cycle track as well. The alignment of the boardwalk will be placed underneath the IEC footprint as far as practicable. With this proposed version, the proportion of the boardwalk area outside the IEC footprint has been greatly reduced from 81% in the scheme in CE2 to now only about 23%. We would like members to express views on this revised scheme and the proposed way forward. Now I will hand over the session to my colleagues and the consultants to deliver the presentation.
Thank you. Thank you, ACOM.
Thanks, Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. To give members some brief progress update, we consult the Stage 1 and Stage 2 community engagement each of 2 months, and in March last year and January this year. And we also consult the task force on the scheme. At the last Hong Kong task force meeting, members request us to place the boardwalk underneath the IEC footprint as much as possible. Members also emphasize the importance of minimum change in elevations. So we'll come back to give the an alternative options based on the above recommendations. Some of the major concerns from stakeholders from the CE2 and after the CE2s are as follows. While the public generally support the scheme put forward in CE2, we also note the views from the Society for Protection of the Harbour and the task force related to the extent of reclamations and the alignment of boardwalk running beyond the IEC footprint. Afterwards, we consult the Fire Service Department, the FSD. They consider that the shared use of SS bridge was not appropriate from operations and emergency points of view. However, they agreed to lower the board level. Besides this, a private pier owner also considered that marine SS right would be infringed. After consolidating and considering comments as received from the key stakeholders and the two-stage community engagement, we have revised the scheme, draw from a number of options, a lot of these alignments, and come up with a revised alignment which is largely placed under the IEC footprint, with occasional separations around the IEC columns to achieve a minimum 7.5 meter overall clear width for walkway and cycle track. At the western sections between Oil Street and Tong Sui Road, at the beginning part, there are limited headrooms underneath the IEC near the future waterfront open space north of Oil Street and Tong Sui Road. So there will be about 760 meters, that is 55%, in length to be placed underneath the IEC footprint. The boardwalk would mostly maintain at 5.5 MPD, as the horizontal clearance between the columns fronting the Providence Gardens, Providence Center, was inadequate to accommodate a continuous alignment of 7.5 meter wide. The boardwalk here is separate into two, each of 5 meter wide, for around 150 meters in length. To allow marine access under the boardwalk, there are two movable bridges, one here and one at the Link Bridge outside the Providence Garden. This movable bridge is needed to enable emergency rescue boat or maintenance boats to enter into the area for maintenance or rescue. Pile foundations would be required to support the movable bridge. Reclamations for 5 IEC protective structures is required for repositioning the protections to existing IEC columns for ship impact near Tong Shui Road. That is the section here. There will be 5 protective structures here. So here you can see the green line is the scheme we previously put forward in CE2, a 10-meter wide boardwalk running mostly outside the footprints of the IEC. But now we have an alternative scheme shifting the alignment underneath the IEC boardwalk. Here is the cross-section area. The red line is the level of the proposed boardwalk, whereas the gray line is the IEC, the Island Eastern Corridor. There are also some photos showing the existing conditions here. We also have some cross-sections in the City Garden, in the outside the Providence Center, near the Providence Garden. You can see that the boardwalk initially at the northern edge will shift underneath the IEC boardwalk and then split into two pathway near Providence Center. As for the eastern sections, from the northern North Pond Ferry Pier to Hoyu Street, we try to utilize the space under the IEC. About 70%, that is 910 meters in length, is shift under the IEC footprint as fast as possible by reducing the headroom for marine access to the existing piers in operations. The level varies between 5.5 MPD to 12.5 MPD. The gradient of the eastern section is generally less than 4%, so it will be a very gentle gradient suitable for elders and aged people as well as the cyclists to use the boardwalk. The design between the North Pond Ferry Pier and the North Pond Vehicular Ferry Pier generally follows that of the CE2 scheme. The boardwalk would pass through the upper deck of the North Pond Vehicular Ferry Pier here, and around 70 meters of the boardwalk would span outside the IEC footprint here because of a slip road here that will run down all along to Java Road. So it's impossible to place under the IEC because of this sloping downwards the alignment. The gradient would be around 5% to avoid conflict with the slip road to Java Road. Outside the ICAC headquarters, a strip of boardwalk would fall outside the IEC footprint so as to maintain a clear width of 1.5 meter at the landward side surrounding an IEC column. As you can see from this diagram, there are a lot of columns here. So at some sections, it's impossible to place a full 7.5 meter wide boardwalk there. We have to surround the columns, but at the same time maintains a minimum width of 7.5 meters for cyclists and passengers to go over. So here are some cross sections along the eastern end. And in particular, in order to minimize the impact to operations at the North Pond Pier, Fire Service Department's pier, the bore is proposed in the form of hanging structures mounted on the existing IEC. The headroom at the pier would be reduced to approximately 6 meters above the mean high water level of the North Pond. And in other words, it will be 6 meters up above the seawater level and 4 meters above the landing of the North Pond Fire Service Department's pier. Modifications of the landing step at the Fire Service Department's pier with additional fenders would be required in the design to facilitate both normal and emergency operations. These schemes have been agreed in principle by FSD. In terms of PHO implications, protections of the harbour ordinance implications, we have compared this revised scheme with the previous CE1 and CE2 scheme. You will see that there will be a significant reduction in the power foundations. In the revised scheme, we only need 7 additional power foundations, whereas compared with the CE1 and CE2, where there were 10 and 17 foundations required. As well as for the reclamation area, the revised scheme would only entail 200 meters square of reclamations as compared with the previous 510 meters square. So in response to members' request, you will see that there is also a marked improvement in this shaded area under the IEC footprint. So the pedestrian can be sheltered from rain and sunlight. There will be 77% of the total area of the IEC that will run under the footprint, as compared with the previous 19% and 25%. We want to seek members' view on this revised scheme. Once the scheme is agreed, we intend to conduct a 2-month consultation to ensure that the revised scheme could be made available for public information and their views could be collected, as there are some quite substantial changes in the scheme that we put forward. We believe that the HC and the government share the common visions to attain the public support of a board scheme in order for its smooth implementations to bring about public accessibility and connections to this part of the harbour front. The public consultations is intended to start this year in the third and fourth quarter. We'll continue to liaise with key stakeholders such as the City Gardens, the Province Centre, and the private pier owners. So members will are invited. Thanks, Chairman.
Thank you very much. I think members would agree in my opening remarks we've made a lot of progress. Just before I invite members to comment, I want to FSD, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you coming. As you probably gather, your pier is proving somewhat of a challenge in the design of the boardwalk, and it involves us having to rise over and as quite a height and some challenging gradients, if you like, along the boardwalk. And obviously we appreciate safety and we appreciate the need for access to the harbour. But I'd just be interested to have your comments and thoughts on some option for shared use or shared access without having to go to this quite expensive solution at the moment, which involves, as I say, rising up and then coming down at the far side. To be fair, you show a pier today which has got nothing on it. Someone has been very clever with their photographs. The other photographs we saw, and I'll be honest with you, showed the pier being used as a car park. And this is one of the reasons why we wanted you to perhaps join us today, and it's good you have done, to explain why you need the pier, and also if we can find some common ground on not having to lift ourselves up over your pier. So thank you very much. FSD, would you like to comment? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I am Wilson Kwok, the station commander of North Point Fire Station. Regarding the parking issue, actually, we are not allowed any car park at the pier in general, as you can see at the PowerPoint. But as you may wish to know that North Point Fire Station is comparatively small, and we have to make some space for the daily routine training. That's why we park the car temporarily at the pier. After that, the car will park back to my drill yard. And actually, we are not allowed to park any car at the pier. Thank you, Chairman.
And any response to some sort of shared view on how we might avoid the need to lift the boardwalk up over your pier? It's proving challenging from a design perspective. I think the suggestion was one of shared use, potentially. Is that something you could contemplate?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm Mr. Ng from the FIBO session. I'm just talking about the pier. Actually, it is the only way for the conveyance of the firefighting or rescue equipment, or including the diving equipment. And in the worst situation, even the patients will go through this pier to the ambulance and go to the hospital. And of course, you may know that in the harbor, it is not so many public pier, just like North Point fiber pier. Because in case of some major incident or any incident involving many patients, North Point Fibo Pi is one of the locations that our fireboat will be, we do have a system when there's many casualties. We will separate the casualty in different prior, and to which maybe in the Hong Kong side hospital or Kowloon side hospitals. North Point is a very unique location. It is very close to the eastern side, that means the Hamlet Yard, Northern Eastern Hospital. So that's why we it is that's why we didn't want to share with another stakeholders.
And there's no way that you can could contemplate sharing, would be prepared to contemplate sharing?
Sorry?
Can we be innovative? Can we think of some sharing arrangement?
I'm just considering when that is in case of any major incident, we need to occupy the whole pier. The problem is how can I show or how can I contact the other stakeholder that you cannot use at this moment? And before that, you can see that the location in the there is a fireboat over there, and there is only way is to walk through the fire from the fire station to go out to transfer or to conveyance of the equipment or even the supporting firefighters. They need to make use of this fire.
Could you not consider the use of gates, which could be open and closed? If you need the whole pier for rescue purposes, then the gates will be closed and the people on the boardwalk could not go any further? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I mean, this is probably something you want to take away and think about. But the reason we're delighted to see you is we're looking for an innovative solution.
Yeah.
And if there is some way, perhaps with gates or something similar, that we could reach some common ground, that would be very good. I mean, that's just the message today. Let's look at what might be achieved, can we?
But technically, we need to consider the times. So that means whenever we want to use the PIA, how many times can FSD or the stakeholders to know what we are going to do? Or whenever we occupy the PIA, maybe it takes as long as a few hours.
It's okay. I mean, you just close the gate. I mean, sorry, I'm thinking very simply, I know, but I'm thinking of an arrangement where we open and close the gate.
Yeah.
Anyway, perhaps you could take that away and think about it as a possible option.
Okay.
While I open the floor to members. Members' comments, members' views, not just on FSD, but on the what I think is this much improved scheme. Please. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I think the revised scheme is a substantial improvement over the previous schemes. I support that. I accept the elevator part where the climb, I don't know how, what was the maximum gradient you're going to achieve?
Less than 5%, yeah, the maximum gradient. Most of them will be below 4%.
Yeah, but still, it is quite hard for the cyclists and for wheelchairs to go up 5%. So if there's any way to get rid of the sloping boardwalk, I welcome that. On the share use of the pier during emergency, I hope Fire Service Department could help to solve the problem on a collaborative basis. And look at it from the positive angle. Actually, the FSD could make use of the boardwalk during emergency. Their use may not be limited to the pier alone. I think for share use, really mean share use. I'm quite happy if really emergency, we could close down quite a long length of the boardwalk to enable fire service to make full use of it for all the equipments and rescue operations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's gather the comments if we can, and then if you could answer them collectively in a minute. KY, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, of course, I also attend the informal briefing last time and actually have expressed my agreement, acceptance that this is a much improved version in a way that not only compared with the previous version, but also it really demonstrated the team has been trying their best to reduce the amount of reclamation or overhang above the harbor. I think it is actually a good demonstration of sincerity and effort, so that when it's put up to the public, the chance of being challenged of not protecting the harbor will be much, much less, and we have our ground. On the point of share use, just now you mentioned about whether it's a pier or any other facilities, I mean the FSD pier, that reminds me of the People's Liberation Army pier at Central Waterfront. If the People's Liberation Army is willing to share with the public, I mean, if it's operational arrangement, it can always be worked out. And I agree with Raymond that even if a certain portion of the boardwalk has to be closed down because we have an emergency, of course, I can't speak for the public, but having been here, seeing all these emergencies, seeing how our member of the public respect our disciplined body, in particular fire services, in coping with these disaster and emergencies, I just cannot see anyone will make a fuss, forgive my wording, because they cannot use part of the pier just because of that. Bearing in mind that if the share use is given on the basis that so as to avoid slope and gradient, so as to facilitate the members of operating, I think it's a noble cause, both for Fire Services Department and also for the public who may actually suffer some inconvenience when there's emergency. So I think perhaps we can work, maybe stretch our head, work a bit harder to find our better solution, which to me, if it can be worked out, it's a good demonstration that we work together, the community work together. not partitioning off, fencing off, this is my department, this is my area, things like that.
Thank you, KY. Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. This revised proposal is definitely a tremendous improvement, and I understand there is some concern on the alignment which been sort of moving wrong, turning angle, but I believe that that is actually creating the further design potential and making the whole block wall more interesting and more vibrant with mixed use and a variety of activities to be carried out along this block walk. There's 2 points I want to mention here. One is at the junction next to the Tin Chiu Street, which is the north point with Wakeler Ferry Pier. Go back to the early one. The junction, the detail layout shown here is somehow inconsistent with some other project proposed to the task force earlier for the playground. So I will request the project proponents to retract this information and make sure that the layout and the design to be consistent among each other. Coming back to the hot topic of the fire station, today is the first time I saw in a picture that show, a clear pier, because I've been being interviewed for quite a number of times for this topic right in front of the fire station, and it is very difficult actually. I mean, even the colleague from the fire service department, you have to prepare to answer the query from the public, because every time I saw, it's packed of parking. I mean, all the car parked there. And coming back to the shared uses, we do not see the difference between, the pavement in front of all the fire station in Hong Kong, which is basically a shared use by the fire station and the pedestrian. When you need to attend emergency, you have all sort of alarm system, and then the pedestrian will stop and allow your fire truck to go out. And for this part, I think, if you really insist to close down for sole use by the FSD, you have to justify with the statistic, you have to justify with the reason, and you have to convince the public why. Because the proposed layout at the moment by the project proponent, which push the pedestrian walking up on top level, getting across the pier, I think that is not an ideal layout, because in case of emergency, I don't believe the FSD colleague will prefer people, crowding on top of the fire pier and doing or taking picture of all sort of, uncontrolled condition. So it is not an ideal solution. And I will believe that, close it off for any major operation or operational need by the FSD is far more ideal than the current proposal. So I really hope that the FSD colleague can go back and consider, really how we can have a win-win situation which can fulfill the operational requirement and yet, making people of Hong Kong also can enjoy this waterfront area through this block walk. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Maggie, and then Paul, you may want to expand on or comment on your note, which we've already seen. Thank you.
Just one item, two issues really. One, yes, a significant improvement. It really does show what can be done when we all try very hard to get the right answer. The second thing is, when we go to public engagement again, which I understand, of course, you must, I think we need to be sensitive as to how we explain that there's not the space to do as much as everybody would like to see, and that it's really because we're getting the best possible solution given all the circumstances. And it would be nice perhaps to have more, but in its most appropriate in this harbour to have slightly less, but at least we get the boardwalk. And so I think there seems to be some sensitivity to how that's explained, and so that the public really understand this isn't trying to take away things that they'd like. It just happens to be that's what we can accommodate. Thank you.
Paul, you want to finish your lunch?
I swallow, Chairman, and I'll... Okay.
Would you like to just perhaps elaborate on your note? And you probably gather FSD have kindly joined us today, so...
Yeah.
We're having some discussion around the
pier. Is the FSD in the room?
Yes.
Hi, FSD. Hello. Welcome. First of all, the society will meet after this, once we have the full information to discuss this and give a formal response. But we're very happy to see that the incredible effort has been made by the team to reduce the impact on the harbour. So we fully appreciate the efforts being made to stay within the northern line formed by the existing corridor and to make sure that we're not going to go outside there. So that's good to see. And it also provides a better opportunity for the community to have a walkway that is sheltered from the rain and the sun. We can see how popular that is in Kwun Tong, and we can see how popular the space underneath the overhang at Tsim Sha Tsui is, especially when it's hot or when it rains. So these spaces can be, it's definitely in an improvement. I do urge for a second connection on the north side of the south side at North Point, so people can walk around. In this committee, we've asked the Central Ones to bypass team to make sure people can walk in a circle at North Point, and unfortunately, it seems that the that has not been acted on by the Highways Department or the CDD team working on it, or otherwise they have found problems. But this provides an opportunity to get around it if we can provide a leg on both the north and the south side so we can actually walk around, and I think that's great for people that live in the neighborhood. You can go for your morning run. Now, I think we need full information on the actual use of the Kawan, the fire services pier. My office has been next to the fire service pier for many, many years. I've seen what you use it for. I've seen it almost every lunchtime. I've seen it every time I park my motorbike. I've seen it every time that I go to the waterfront, what you actually use the pier for. And the pier is used for car parking. The second point probably is that you have fire service department crosses many footpaths and many roads in Hong Kong. And Hong Kong is a very tight city. We have very little space. And we all have to work together to have multiple use out of our space. So I think it's somewhat selfish from the fire service department to suggest that we cannot share the same space. And I think that the fire service department should look into their heart and try to facilitate that we can all be at level, because it would make the environment much better. People with wheelchairs, mothers with prams, or just in generally enjoy the space. Now, I'm sure that fire services may need some assistance, some rerouting of some pipes so that there is the fuel pump or an extra landing facility for the small vessels or whatever. Well, that should then be part of this project. So I think the fire service department, you know, I think your problems can be overcome. I mean, I know that your lights switch on Cotton Tree Drive and all the traffic stops and we let you through. Why do you think pedestrians won't let you through when you switch on the lights at this walkway? Why is this different? There is no reason for that to be different. So we really hope that fire services really commits today to have a further review rather than object today. If you can say today that you will think about it, that would be very helpful. If you say today we fully object, then we are in war. Then we have to go to the public. And then we have to state and demonstrate outside your pier and wonder why all the cars are parked there. You don't allow people to walk, but you use it for your car parking. I think that's a very ugly discussion, and maybe we shouldn't have that in public. We maybe should have a more friendly discussion of how we can work together and make it a great space. And you can pass your boats or your trucks or your whatever you need to pass, and we can facilitate it, but we just have to do a bit more work, and it will require some money. So I think, Chairman, I hope that I've covered the issues, and I'm sure that we will positively consider this in our meeting within the society after this, once we have all the details, and we look forward to a much better design. This is engineering drawing, so we now need a beautiful design for this space. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other member want to comment? Please.
I also agree there's a much improvement from the last proposal. And I also concur with Ivan's view that actually the winding boardwalk actually is much more interesting than the straight boardwalk, which we have criticized every time so we see the long, linear, bowling alley type of boardwalk. But I would suggest to look into more opportunity to widen the boardwalk in certain area, not the whole area. I think we need nooks of area that people can gather, can mark a space that we can sit down and look at the water without people disturbing us, walking right behind us. I was in Barcelona just last week, okay, and all of the newly built boardwalk have no railing, actually. You can touch water, but I don't think our government has that willpower to do such a similar design. But I think now I think you have designed the level of the boardwalk at the level that it's in, at the high typhoon seasons. Okay, I think normal day to day high tide whatever should be your benchmark, and you can close off those areas that's lower that you can actually appreciate the water more during the typhoon or rainy season. You can think about it more risk, but I think people, when they go there, they have to take their own risk. We cannot all the time protect everyone, but and then take away the bigger interests of the bigger crowd that wants the water more, right? So please consider having more nodal area and also a chance to touch the water if possible.
Thank you.
Sorry, one more comment.
Yeah, sure.
Regarding the fire department pier, one suggestion is that your suggestion now is actually have an elevated walkway, right? I think the elevated walkway is the backup solutions, or maybe it's the you have the elevated walkway and you can also connect to the fireman's the fire service department pier. The main deck is actually connected to the pier, and then if the pier is closed off, then you can walk around, right? Close off for FSD purpose, then people can still walk around. Don't just close it off. You have the elevator walkway for, of course, you need a handicap facility, okay, to go up to a high level when there's emergency. Okay.
Thank you. Right, well, good suggestions, members. Team, would you like to respond to those comments?
Thank you, members, for their valuable comments. First of all, may I respond to the gradient. Actually, for this revised scheme and also in the C1 and CE2 scheme, for the western sections, it's basically a flat land. From the level is 5.5 meters principal datum. So the public can enjoy the harbor in a much more low level, and basically there is no gradient, flat gradient. For the eastern section, I hope member can appreciate the constraint that we are facing. We are facing with the existing IEC, that where there are column spacing, where there are slip row going down to the Java row, to the King's row, and there are also elevated structure going up to the western part of the IEC. Nevertheless, we have tried to maintain a relative flat gradient. As I have just mentioned, the gradient is generally less than 4%, with only a very small section, 70 meter, that is outside the Kawa Center. That will be 4.7% high. So it's 1 to 20 meter. I would say it's not a very steep gradient. For the standards, for your reference, the highway standards, the deepest part is 8%. Of course, we will try to avoid this steep gradient. This part, we have to make a compromise because the private pier owners, now still claim that they have to maintain the original height from the IEC. So we still have to do a lot of negotiations. But in general, I would say that the gradient should be acceptable even to the aged people and the disabled people. As for the fence members for the comments on the width of the boardwalk, actually in certain sections we'll try to make it more than 7.5 meters. As you can see from the western sections, here it's 7.5 meters, but then outside the province centers, it will change to a total of 10 meters, wider than 7.5 meters. But it's under the IEC. For the eastern sections, here it will be more than, it will be around 10 meters, but of course there will be intermediate columns around here. All these are the clear width. 2 plus 5.5, 6 meters plus 1.5 meters. And after we passing through the North Point Police Stations near the Hoi Yu Street, this part of area will be larger than 7.5 meters, around 10 meters in width. And also, members have read our previous C2 digest, you will notice that there are 5 activity notes, namely at the Oil Street open space, at the Tong Sui Road, at the North Point Vehicle Ferry Pier, and also next to the Hoi Yu Street. We propose some activity note where people can gather around to have some festive event and allow them to take place for funds. So it's our intentions to make this a boardwalk not just for walking or cycling, but a multi-purpose, a vibrant area. And thanks, Paul, for the comments. We have actively liaised with Highways Department and Planning Departments for a second connection near the Oil Street. And you will see, as the information we gather from highways, in the open space north of Oil Street, where there is a administration buildings for the CWB tunnel, they have reserved a 2-meter-wide footpath just adjacent to City Garden. And from the information that we got from Plan D, they also take into account of the headroom here and say that it's feasible to provide an access from the admin building to the boardwalk here. So I understand this is what the UDS, the North Wan Chai UDS, has been proposing, and I know that there's an agenda item after this AOB, maybe. I'll leave it to Plan D to explain more. But in fact, we government departments are working very hard to ensure that the accessibility are well maintained. Thanks, Chairman. Any other comments from consultants, from our parties?
Thank you very much. FSD, I don't know whether you want to comment. As I said in my opening remarks, we appreciate you coming today. And it's not a question of insisting that you provide an answer today. I mean, what we wanted you to understand is where we're coming from, if you like, what we'd like to achieve, and ask you to go away and think if there's a solution which we could both pursue in the future. So don't feel we have to react today, but it would be very good to hear you say that you're going to take it away and come up with a solution. But you might like just a comment. FSD, please.
Thank you, Chairman. As a station commander of North Point Fire Station, I have to express that we are not making any hurdle to the project. Okay, we support this project, the boardwalk project, and I can't wait the completion of the boardwalk, actually. Regarding the car parking issue, okay, I take the advice. And actually, maybe you missed my comment previously. Anyway, I will prohibit any car parked at the pier from now on. But you may give me some time, okay? Because Rome cannot be made in one night, okay? You may give me several months. Your office is very near my station, right? You can closely monitor. Or you can come to my office and give me some comment. Yamcha as well. It's okay. About the shared use of the pier, I leave it to Mr. Ng.
Thank you, Mr. Ng. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm just talking about... I'm a Hong Kong citizen. And really, in my heart, I'm support this project. But to know that when somebody talking about we share use about the pavement with the Hong Kong citizen, we do appreciate the Hong Kong citizens. Hong Kong citizens is very pleased for our department. But I just want to point out one thing, because whenever our fire engine just go through the road, it takes only maybe a few seconds. But I'm just point out, if there is some major incident involving the ship, that we need to make use of the pyre. We may make use of a few hours. So this is the difference. So that's why I'm just point out here. Thank you, Chairman.
Quick one, Paul.
My very quick one. I appreciate the comment, but if we are given the choice, if you would give me the choice, and you say close off the boardwalk once when there is an incident for a few hours, compared to always open at the same level, and you close off for 3 hours for the ship emergency, put up lights, signboards. I think the whole community can agree. But I don't think the community can agree that forever we always have to go up and be like in a birdcage hanging under the roof of the highway. You know, I think if we have a choice and you ask the public of Hong Kong to make a choice, I think it's very clear what they choose. You're sure. You close off when you have a good reason. But don't let us be in a birdcage for the rest of the year. I think it's clear. And as far as the parking concerned, I'm not complaining about your parking. I'm complaining if you say I cannot use and cross over the pier, then I'm complaining. But otherwise, I'm not complaining about your parking. I understand that the fire services department and the marine department have been given very poor support from government, not enough resources, not enough money, not enough appropriate facilities for too many years. And when accidents happen in Hong Kong, it's not your fault. You do your best. But it's the government who don't give you enough money and not good facilities. So I'm not complaining to you at all. But please help us to get the boardwalk at the right location, which is at the same level as the pavement outside in the street, as much as possible. Don't put the people in a birdcage.
Thank you.
Any other comments, members? Yes, FSD. Thank you.
Chairman, S.Y.M. from FSD Pending Group.
Please.
How about if we can share use with the pedestrian, our pier, and at the same time also provide the elevated boardwalk. So during emergency, the pedestrian can go through the elevated boardwalk, and we can use the pier for emergency. How about this idea? Thank you.
Yes, but that obviously involves extra costs. Will involve obviously extra costs. Compared to my gate solution, which you just close off the boardwalk. I think that if it happens once or twice a year, or if it's even more frequent, if there's an emergency, the community will understand. But what I'm pleased about is I sense a willingness to look at options and alternatives. So let's not try and solve it today. But if you could go away and work with the consultants and work with the team, on options and alternatives, that would be much appreciated. Much appreciated. Thank you. Please.
Chairman, if the elevator one is for standby use, I think we can accept a much narrower standby. We don't need as wide as that. It will be technically difficult to provide an elevator one similar with, yeah.
Okay. I'm just worried about comparing that with the cost of a gate, but never mind. Yeah. Okay. Okay, FSD, thank you. Appreciate you coming. Team, I think well done. Take the comments that you received. I mean, generally they're positive. I think we like the alignment. It's more interesting. It's more varied. You've managed to get as much as you can under the IEC. My only concern is how you handle the public consultation, if you like, in that avoid the. I think, can you avoid giving the community the option to redesign it yet again? Do we not present this as the optimum solution? And we're looking for them basically to endorse it rather than even give them the chance to suggest options and alternatives, because we've been around this one so much and so often. I'll leave you to how you package it, but I think packaging will be important. You might want to think about that.
Okay, thanks, Chairman. We'll take any comments from members here about this, how we can conduct the further consultations. We'll discuss with our project team, with Harbour Unit, to come up with a solution and start the consultation as soon as possible.
Okay. And can you, after this meeting, sit with FSD, please?
Okay.
It sounds as if we've got some fertile ground, which is very good. Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, my suggestion is that the Harbourfront Commission and the Harbour Unit brief the media and brief the public on the request made today by this commission and the feedback we've given and why this change is so much better. So we owe the public that response. We've been responsible for getting this change, so now we have to explain it to the media and the public. We owe the public that.
Okay, as long as we do it in a coordinated way, working with the team, because I think messaging will... We don't want diverse messages and different messages going out. I agree. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
It's very positive. Very good. Thank you. And thank you, FSD. Thank you very much. See, having Paul as a neighbour. Lovely, lovely. Right. So I hope we didn't.